Hey everyone, Ohio Crime Mom here. I am sorry for such a long break, and I'm sorry for any background noise that you may hear in this episode. I am recording inside due to it being frigidly cold outside. This week's episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm actually not doing a crime case this week, and it's going to be a shorter episode, but I will be back next week with a full-length crime episode. I had took a break partially for my mental health. When I created this podcast, in the original trailer, you hear me talk about how I named it Ohio Crime Mom because I want to discuss not just crime, but being a mother as well. My daughter is getting ready to turn 5, and as most of you know, my mother is a paraplegic. She's had some health issues lately, and I, on top, have had surgery today for a second time, and that's actually what I want to talk to you guys about today. Back in late October, I was diagnosed with HPV and cervical dysplasia cells that were basically knocking on cancer's door. Approximately 79 million Americans are currently infected with HPV, with roughly 14 million people becoming newly affected each year. Most men and women, about 80% of sexually active people, are infected with HPV at some point in their lives, but most people never know that they have the virus. It is extremely important as a woman to make sure that you are getting your pap smears annually, as you should be. I know some doctors recommend every 3 years, some doctors recommend every year. I had went 2 years without one due to everything going on with my mom, and within 2 years I developed what I had. If I would have waited another year, it would have already turned into cancer and I would have lost my cervix. So treatments for precancerous lesions include excision, which is a surgical removal of the abnormal area, also referred to as a cone biopsy, or colonization, or a LEAP procedure, which is actually what I just had done. Basically, a LEAP procedure, they inject you with medication and you're put out, and they take a wire that kind of looks like a tongue depressor, like the old school, or not tongue depressor, tongue scraper, like the old school ones. It's like a loop, and it's charged with electricity, and it cauterizes as it cuts, so that way there's less bleeding. In fact, many women are told that they have precancerous cells. Dr. King said there are a million abnormal pap smears each year. Of those, 100,000 have serious precancer changes, and there are only 100,000 new cases of cervical cancer a year. Cervical cancer can be very deadly if not caught early. The vast majority, 93% of American women, report of having at least one pap smear in their lifetime. Among women with no history of abnormal pap smears, 55% undergo pap smear screening annually, 17% report a 2-year screening interval, 16% being screened every 3 years, and 11% are not currently being screened regularly at all. I am here to tell you guys the importance of taking care of your own health. I, as a mother, have always put my health on the back burner since my daughter was born. Along with the accident that my mother had that left her as a paraplegic, I put my entire life on the back burner for my mother. I regret none of it. I regret nothing about that. I regret nothing, literally. I stepped up to a place that at my age, most children of their, you know, would not do. And I say children, meaning the child of my mother. I was 20 something years old, 24 when my mom had her accident. And, you know, I stepped up to a plate that most people wouldn't. I helped take care of my mother. I helped take care of my father, who's also 70 years old. And on top of that, I have a 14, almost 15 year old brother. And on top of that, raising my own child. So, you know, I had allowed my own health to slip, and I had allowed for my own life to fly by without even stopping to think about myself for 1 minute. And that's easy done. And it was the right thing to do at the time. But now, with me having health problems, I have to take care of that. The type of precancerous cells I had were basically knocking on cancer's door. Mm-hmm. I would have not lasted another 3 years or another year without it turning into cancer at that point. This is my second procedure. Getting a LEAP procedure is a pretty routine thing, but me wanting to have another child and the amount of cell there was, if they would have cut further the first time, it would have cut into my cervical lining, causing me to have an incompetent cervix and not carrying another child. So hopefully with this procedure that they did the second time today, it got all of it. If so, in about 6 months, we can start trying for another child, which is a huge thing for us. We would definitely like to have another one. But it's also scary at 26 years old to know that if this didn't get it all, I may never have another child. And that's terrifying. So I just wanted to take a moment to talk to you guys about the fact of making sure that you are getting your annual pap smears. Make sure, even if you're a male, make sure that you're taking care of your own health. I know I have a couple male listeners, and just make sure you guys are getting your annual physicals and your checkups. And in general, if you feel that something's wrong, please, please do not hesitate. Go to the doctor. Make sure that everything is okay. I understand as a parent, we put ourselves last. But if we continue to always put ourselves last, especially in our medical cases, then our child may not have somebody. So I know this was kind of a rambly little episode and it's very, very short. And I apologize, like I said, for taking such a long break. I had not planned on it, but my mental health just kind of needed a moment. For anyone that personally knows me, because I know I have a lot of people in here that personally know me, I do suffer with anxiety really bad. And I have had some severe anxiety lately over my mother's health and over my own health. And I just needed to take a step back and breathe. I apologize for not letting you guys know sooner that I was taking this break, but I did not know that it was going to turn into this break. I also want to thank everyone who ordered from the limited edition merch line. I'm hoping to maybe do a limited edition run in June or July, seeing the fact that we'll make a year since we have been on here. And I really appreciate all of your guys' support and understanding. And I will be back next week with a crime case, but I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up and you will hear a word from our sponsors. Rella's Wonder Crafts is a small, family-owned crafting business located here in Southern Ohio. They make a variety of crafts from custom shirts and tumblers to decals and wreaths, plus so much more. Since 2017, they have been creating magic and happiness by bringing their customers and visions to life. Come take a peek into their world. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Etsy, and TikTok. And just in time for Christmas, you can get so many great things.